Selection from Manuscript 125, 1903. MS 125-03, copied October 16, 1903. In the Gospel Medical Missionary work, there are noble men who bear aloft the banner upon which is inscribed the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Consideration should be given to these faithful missionaries. They are not to be left to the caprice of men who are neither cold nor hot, and who, because of their lukewarm condition, are an offense to God. Plans for medical missionary work. Young men who have a practical knowledge of how to treat the sick are now to be sent out to do gospel medical missionary work in connection with more experienced gospel workers. If these young men will give themselves to the study of the Word, they will become successful evangelists. The ministers with whom these young men labor are to give them the same opportunity to learn that Elijah gave Elisha. They are to show them how to teach the truth to others. Where it is possible, these young men should visit the hospitals, and in some cases they may connect with them for a while, laboring disinterestedly. The purest example of unselfishness is now to be shown by our medical missionary workers. With the knowledge and experience gained by practical work, they are to go out to give treatment to the sick. As they go from house to house, they will find access to many hearts. Many will be reached who otherwise would never have heard the gospel message. Much good can be done by those who do not hold diplomas as fully accredited physicians. Some are to be prepared to work as competent physicians. Many, working under the direction of such ones, can do acceptable work without spending so long a time in study as it has been thought necessary to spend in the past. Many will go out to labor for the master who have not been able to take a regular course of study in school. God will help these workers. They will obtain knowledge from the higher school and will be fitted to take their position in the rank and file of workers as nurses. The great medical missionary sees every effort that is made to find access to souls by presenting the principles of health reform. Decided changes are taking place in our world. The Lord has declared that He will turn and overturn. Humble men, who hitherto have been in obscurity, must now be given opportunity to become workers. To those who go out to do medical missionary work, I would say, serve the Lord Jesus with sanctified understanding, in connection with the ministers of the gospel and the great teacher. He who has given you your commission will give you skill and understanding as you consecrate yourselves to His service, engaging diligently in labor and study, doing your best to bring relief to the sick and suffering. To those who are tired of a life of sinfulness, but who know not where to turn to obtain relief, present the compassionate Savior, full of love and tenderness, longing to receive those who come to Him with broken hearts and contrite spirits. Take them by the hand, lift them up, speak to them words of hope and courage. Help them to grasp the hand of Him who has said, "Let Him take hold of my strength, that He may make peace with me, and He shall make peace with me." Behold, Christ declares, "I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." God calls upon us to voice the words, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." God will do much more for His people if they will have faith in Him. Infidelity is stalking abroad through the land. Satan has laid his plans to undermine our faith in the history and the cause and work of God. I am deeply in earnest as I write this. Satan is working with men in prominent positions to sweep away the foundations of our faith. Shall we allow this to be done, brethren? My soul is stirred within me. I shall trust in God with heart and soul. I shall proclaim the messages that He has given me to proclaim. I testify in the Lord that our youth should not be encouraged to go to Battle Creek to be made infidels. God will help us to see what can be done to prevent this. We are now to work earnestly and intelligently to save our youth from being taken captive by the enemy